All right, so everyone get ready because today we are going deep into some pretty wild AI.
Yeah, it's really amazing stuff.
You know how we usually think about AI, like it's good at either images or videos?
Right.
Well, what if I told you there's this AI that can handle both at the same time, like in real
Oh,
time?
it's really something. We're talking about Google's Gemini AI. And yeah, its ability to process both live video feeds and static images at the same time, like simultaneously. It's really causing a lot of excitement in the tech world.
That's right. And our deep dive today, it's based on this analysis. It's called New Gemini Crushing Visual Processing. And it really digs into how Gemini is outperforming everyone else in this area.
Yeah, and it's not just hype. There's apps that's out there right now. It's called AnyChat. And it's really showing what Gemini can do. And what's fascinating is that this wasn't even something that Google was really, promoting.
So AnyChat is kind of like this underdog that showed everyone Gemini's hidden talents. So what is it about AnyChat that's so special? I mean, what can it do?
Well, AnyChat showed that Gemini can just work with both live video and images, like in a normal conversation. Think about what that could mean. Like a doctor could be looking at a live feed of your symptoms and then comparing that to your medical scans and then talking to you about it all at the same time.
Wow. Okay, that's way more advanced than anything I've seen. I mean, how does Gemini even compare to something like ChatGPT? Could they do something like that?
Not really. ChatGPT is good at text and static images. But live video streaming, that's a different story. A lot of AI systems, they can barely handle one video feed without lagging.
So what's different about Gemini's architecture? What lets it handle all this processing so easily? The analysis mentions something called attention mechanisms. What are those exactly?
Well, attention mechanisms, they're a key part of Gemini's neural network. Basically, they let the AI focus on the most important information coming from all those different inputs at the same time. Kind of like having a super efficient brain that can multitask without getting bogged down.
So it's not just about how powerful it is, it's about how smart it is. That's really impressive. But I'm wondering, this isn't just some theoretical tech demo. I mean, there have to be real-world applications for this kind of power, right?
Oh, absolutely. And the possibilities are huge. We've already talked about healthcare, but think about engineering. Engineers could watch live equipment performance on a factory floor, and at the same time, they're checking the technical blueprints.
That would totally change how we diagnose and troubleshoot things. It seems like there's no end to what we could do. What about more creative areas like art or design? Could Gemini have an impact there?
For sure, artists could get real-time feedback on their work while they're comparing it to reference images. Imagine a sculptor using a 3D modeling program, and they're getting suggestions based on classical sculptures that they've uploaded.
Wow, that's fascinating. It seems like we've only just scratched the surface of what this technology can do.
And the exciting part is that we're just getting started. There are so many fields that could benefit from this kind of multi-stream processing, from education to even law enforcement.
Speaking of law enforcement, could you talk a bit more about how Gemini could be used there?
Well, think about security cameras. Right now, they mostly just record footage. But with Gemini, we could maybe match live feeds with databases, or even analyze how crowds are behaving to spot potential security issues.
It sounds like something straight out of a sci-fi movie, but it's happening now. This could really change the game for public safety.
It definitely could. But just as important as figuring out what we can do, we also need to understand how this technology works and why it's so groundbreaking.
Okay, so let's break down the how behind Gemini's abilities. How is it that a small team like the one behind AnyChat was able to unlock all this potential? It seems like they did it even before Google did.
Well, what's amazing is that they weren't using some kind of secret version of Gemini. They were just using the regular API that everyone has access to. But they really understood its capabilities, and they saw an opportunity that others might have missed.
So it wasn't about having special access, it was about having a unique insight into how to use the existing technology. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, they realized that by tweaking certain things within the API, they could push Gemini further than people thought was possible.
It's like they were playing a whole different game. They saw the bigger picture and figured out how to use the tools in a way that no one else had thought of.
That's a great way to put it. Their success shows how important it is to make powerful tools accessible to more developers. If it weren't for open APIs and platforms like Gradio, who knows how long it would have taken for someone to discover this potential?
That's right. It really shows the power of open source technology and how clever independent developers can be. They're often the ones pushing the limits and exploring the unknown and what's possible.
And that's what makes this so fascinating. You have Google, this huge tech company, creating this incredibly powerful AI system. And then you have this small team figuring out how to unlock its true potential, maybe even beyond what Google imagined.
It really shows how dynamic and unpredictable innovation can be. It's not always a top-down process. Sometimes the biggest breakthroughs come from unexpected places.
Absolutely. And it makes you wonder where things go from here. Will Google embrace this and make it part of their mainstream platform? Or will smaller developers continue to lead the way?
That's a great question. It feels like we're at a turning point in AI development, but before we get into all the what-ifs about the future, I think we should take a step back and appreciate just how big this is.
I agree. Gemini's ability to process so much information at the same time, both static and dynamic, it's a huge leap forward in AI technology.
It's like we're moving from a world of AI that can only do one thing at a time to a world where AI can multitask just like we do. And that opens up a whole universe of possibilities.
Exactly. It lets us use AI in ways that we never thought possible. We can solve more complex problems, get deeper insights, and create much more sophisticated applications.
It feels like we're on the edge of a big change in how we use and interact with AI. This is really groundbreaking stuff.
It really is. And as we move forward, it's important to remember that this is still early. We've just seen a glimpse of what's possible with multi-stream processing. But the true potential of this technology is still out there, waiting to be discovered.
That's an exciting thought. I can't wait to see how this technology develops and how it has become part of our lives in the years to come.
Me too. I think we're only just beginning to understand what Gemini and other AI systems like it are capable of. And as more developers and researchers explore these capabilities, we can expect to see even more amazing innovations in the near future.
It's an incredible time to be following the world of AI. And on that note, I think it's a good place to pause for now. When we come back, we'll dive deeper into the potential applications of Gemini's multi-stream processing, and we'll talk about what it means for different industries. Welcome back, everyone. Before the break, we were talking about all the amazing things Google's Gemini AI can do, like processing multiple streams of information in real time, both static and dynamic.
Yeah, it's really changing how we think about AI, you know, moving away from those single task limitations and into this world where AI can handle all these complex things at the same time.
Exactly. It's like AI got a serious upgrade in multitasking skills. We touched on a few potential applications before the break, like in healthcare and engineering. And I'm curious about other areas where this technology could really make a difference. Like, what about manufacturing or even transportation?
Oh, those are great examples. So in manufacturing, imagine you could analyze those live video feeds from the production line. And at the same time, compare them to the digital blueprints or those quality control standards. And it could completely change quality assurance. Manufacturers could catch those defects right away and optimize their processes to be more efficient.
That would be huge for so many companies. Instead of relying on those random checks or waiting until after production, they'd have this constant AI-powered monitoring system, making sure every single product meets the highest standards.
Exactly. It's about moving towards presenting problems instead of just reacting to them. And in transportation, think about self-driving cars. Gemini's multi-stream processing could let those cars analyze traffic patterns, pedestrian movements, even weather conditions, all at once leading to safer and more efficient driving.
It's amazing to think about how this could improve so many parts of our lives. We've talked a lot about the good stuff, but are there any challenges or limitations that we should be thinking about?
That's a really good question. One challenge is how complex it is to integrate this technology into the systems we already have. You need a lot of processing power and those really advanced algorithms to handle all that information effectively.
So it's not as simple as just flipping a switch and everything becomes multi-stream capable. There's a lot to consider in terms of infrastructure and potential obstacles.
Right. And another challenge is making sure that the AI's analysis is accurate and reliable. When you're working with all that data in real time, there's always a chance for errors or misinterpretations.
That makes sense. So it's not just about how fast it can process the information. It's also about making sure the AI is understand it and responding to it correctly, especially in fields like healthcare or transportation, where accuracy is critical.
Exactly. We need to develop those robust algorithms that could filter out the noise, prioritize what's important, and make the right decisions based on the data it's getting.
It sounds like there's still a lot of research and development needed to really fine-tune these systems and make sure they're working at their best.
Oh, absolutely. AI is always changing, and we're still in the early stages of figuring out what multi-stream processing can really do. But what we've seen so far is incredibly promising.
And that brings us back to the team behind the AnyChat app. They've been so important in showing us what Gemini can do. Can you tell us more about them and how they made this breakthrough?
Well, the AnyChat team is a small group of independent developers, and they just love pushing the limits of AI technology. They have this deep understanding of neural networks, and they're really good at finding creative solutions to those complex problems.
It's pretty amazing that they achieved this level of success without the resources of a giant company like Google. What helped them be so innovative?
One key factor was having access to open source tools and platforms. They used existing technologies like Gradio, which gives developers this user-friendly way to build machine learning applications.
So it wasn't just their own brilliance, it was about using the power of the open source community and collaborating with other developers.
Exactly. They were able to tap into a global network of experts and build upon what others had already done. which really sped up their progress.
It shows how powerful collaboration and sharing knowledge can be in the tech world.
Absolutely. It proves that innovation can really take off when people freely share ideas, build on each other's work, and push the limits of what's possible together.
Their story is really inspiring. It shows that big breakthroughs in AI don't always come from those big companies. Sometimes it's those smaller, more agile teams who are making the biggest leaps.
I agree completely. It reminds us that innovation can come from anywhere, and that we should always be open to new ideas and approaches, no matter where they come from.
Their success also highlights how important it is to support those independent developers. They need the right tool, resources, and communities to really thrive and contribute to AI advancement.
Well said. It's crucial to create an environment where talented people can contribute their skills and ideas to AI, no matter their background or who they work for.
This is a perfect time to talk more broadly about the implications of Gemini and how it could impact the future of AI. We've seen how it's already shaking things up, but what does this mean for the future of artificial intelligence in the long run?
That's a really interesting question, and one that has experts in all sorts of fields thinking about the possibilities. Gemini's ability to process so much information at once, both static and dynamic, it represents a fundamental change in how we think about and use AI.
It's like opening up a whole new world of possibilities. Instead of just asking AI to do isolated tasks, we can start thinking about more complex integrated systems where AI is constantly learning and adapting to a constant flow of information.
Exactly. It's about moving beyond the limits of what we call narrow AI, which is designed for specific tasks, and towards a more generalized form of AI, one that can handle more inputs, adapt to changes, and even show some level of creativity and problem solving. Something we haven't really seen before.
It sounds like we're talking about a future where AI is more a part of our lives, not just as tools, but as collaborators, assistants, maybe even companions.
That's an interesting thought. And while we're still a long way from true artificial general intelligence, technologies like Gemini are definitely paving the way for a future where AI has a more central and diverse role in our lives.
It's exciting and a little bit scary to think about. On one hand, we have the potential to solve some of humanity's biggest problems with AI's help. But on the other hand, we need to be careful about the ethical implications and make sure we're developing and using this technology responsibly.
You're absolutely right. As we push the boundaries of AI, we need to have those open and honest conversations about what it could mean for society, the economy, and even what it means to be human in a world with increasingly intelligent machines.
Those are conversations we need to be having now, not after the technology has already gone too far.
Absolutely. It's about finding that balance, embracing the amazing potential of AI, while also addressing those concerns and making sure its development aligns with our values and hopes for a better future.
It's a complex challenge, but one we can't ignore.
Definitely. And as we learn more about AI, it's important to remember that it's not just about the technology itself. It's about the people who create it, use it, and the impact it has on everyone.
Well said. Before we wrap up this part of our deep dive, I'd like to talk about the role smaller developers have in shaping the future of AI. We've seen what the AnyChat team did with Gemini, but they're not the only ones pushing the limits.
You're right. There's a huge and growing community of independent developers, researchers, and just people who love AI, and they're all making incredible contributions.
What are some of the advantages that smaller developers have?
Well, one big advantage is how quickly they can adapt. They're not stuck in those big company structures and hierarchies. They can sometimes slow down innovation.
So they can move fast, experiment, and change their approach more easily if something's not working.
Exactly. They often have a much faster and more iterative development process, so they can try new things, learn from their mistakes, and keep up with the fast-changing world of AI.
It's like they're those nimble speedboats zipping around, while the big companies are these giant tankers trying to navigate the same waters but much slower.
That's a great way to put it. Another advantage smaller developers have is their passion and enthusiasm. They're often driven by a genuine desire to explore what AI can do and to use it to make a positive impact.
It sounds like they bring fresh ideas and a willingness to take risks, something you might not see as much in those bigger, more established companies.
Absolutely. They're not afraid to challenge the way things are done, experiment with new approaches, and go into uncharted territory in their pursuit of innovation.
That's really inspiring. It shows you don't need a huge budget or a giant team of engineers to make a difference in AI.
It really does. It's a testament to the power of human ingenuity, creativity, and believing that anything is possible.
I love that. So as we look to the future of AI, it's clear that we need both those big companies and those smaller developers.
Absolutely. It's a partnership. You know, the big companies provide the resources and platforms that let the smaller developers innovate and make their ideas a reality. And then those smaller developers push the limits, challenge the status quo, and inspire the big companies to think differently.
It's a win-win for everyone involved in AI.
Exactly. And as we continue to explore the potential of AI, it's this kind of collaboration that will lead to those groundbreaking discoveries and shape the future of this amazing technology.
It sounds like we're on the verge of something truly incredible in the world of AI. We have the potential to unlock these advancements that could benefit everyone.
I completely agree. And as we move forward, it's important to remember that the future of AI isn't set in stone. It's something we're creating through our choices, actions, and our efforts together.
That's a powerful thought. We're not just watching this technological revolution happen. We have a chance to be a part of it and make sure it leads us to a better future.
I couldn't have said it better. And as we continue looking into Gemini and everything it means, I encourage everyone listening to be a part of these conversations, ask questions, challenge assumptions, and share their own unique perspectives on the future of AI.
That's a great call to action. And on that note, we'll take a short break. When we come back, we'll explore what Gemini's multi-stream processing could mean for different industries and discuss what it means for the future of artificial intelligence as a whole. Welcome back to our deep dive into Gemini AI. Before the break, we were talking about all the potential of multi-stream processing and how both those big companies and the smaller developers are really pushing things forward.
It's amazing to see how this technology is evolving and all the different ideas that are shaping it.
Yeah, it feels like we're about to see a huge change in how we use and interact with AI. And like we said before, one of the most exciting things about Gemini is how it can easily handle live video and static images at the same time in real time.
Right. It's like opening up all these possibilities, blending things that used to be completely separate in AI.
It's like breaking down the walls between all those different senses so AI can experience the world in a much more complete and connected way.
Exactly. And that has huge implications for so many industries, from healthcare and education to entertainment and manufacturing.
Speaking of industries, I'd love to hear some specific examples. You know, how could Gemini's multi-stream processing actually be used in the real world? We've mentioned a few things already, but let's get into more detail.
Okay, let's start with healthcare. Imagine a surgeon using Gemini during a really complex operation. They could have live video feeds from those tiny cameras, overlaid with the pre-op scans and 3D models of the patient's body.
Wow, that would give them so much precision and insight.
It's all about giving them better awareness and the most complete view so they can make the best decisions.
It's like having an AI assistant that's constantly analyzing data and guiding them.
Exactly. And it's not just surgery. Gemini could revolutionize diagnostics too. Doctors could use it to compare live video of a patient's symptoms with their medical history, genetic data, even research articles, all in real time.
That would make diagnosis so much faster and more accurate.
Definitely. It's about giving healthcare professionals the tools they need to make those quick decisions that ultimately lead to better outcomes for patients.
And this isn't just for healthcare. Think about education. Students could use Gemini to interact with what they're learning in a totally new way.
Oh, yeah. Imagine a student learning about the solar system. They could point their camera at a picture of a planet in their textbook, and Gemini could add live data from space telescopes, 3D models of the orbits, even footage of old space missions.
Learning would become so much more interactive and exciting.
It's about making education more engaging, immersive, and tailored to each student.
It's like having a personal tutor who can adapt to how you learn best.
Exactly. And the possibilities go way beyond healthcare and education. Think about entertainment. Gemini could completely change how we experience movies, video games, even live events.
Okay, now I'm really interested. Give me an example.
So picture watching a movie, and you can interact with the characters and the world in real time. You could ask questions, get background info, or even explore different parts of the story based on your choices.
Wow, that would change how we think about stories. It's like blurring the lines between what's real and what's not.
It's about making entertainment more immersive and personal. So you're not just watching, you're part of the story.
It sounds like Gemini could change pretty much every industry.
It really does. And as we move forward, we need to be thoughtful and responsible about how we develop and use it.
You're right. With great power comes great responsibility. We need to make sure that Gemini and other advanced AI are used ethically and for the good of everyone.
Absolutely. It's not just about the tech itself. It's about how it affects society, the economy, and what it means to be human.
We need to have honest conversations about the good and the bad, and work together to make sure AI helps us instead of hurting us.
Well said. It's about using the amazing potential of AI, but also being aware of the risks and challenges.
It's a tough balance, but one we have to try to achieve.
Definitely, and it's a journey we're all on together.
So as we wrap up our deep dive into Gemini, I want everyone listening to feel both excited and responsible.
I agree. Excited about all the amazing things AI can do, and responsible for making sure it's developed and used in a way that aligns with our values and our hopes for the future.
We're on the edge of a new era in artificial intelligence, an era full of both incredible challenges and incredible opportunities.
And as we explore this new world, it's our wisdom, creativity, and our commitment to progress that will guide us towards a future where AI is a force for good.
Thank you for joining us on this deep dive into the world of Gemini AI.